Please welcome to the stage, Renee Hicks.
Oh, yeah, that warm Minnesota love. Cuts the chill. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am pleased to be here. Because you know what? I've been here. I come to Minneapolis in the wintertime for the last 4 years, and I admire you people. I really do. No, I do. You are the embodiment of the American spirit. You people are tenacious. Every winter, you actually have to survive and function in near Arctic conditions. Yet you stay. And I don't mean just like huddled up in your houses. No. You get out. You embrace it. Oh, yeah, you go out 2 feet of snow. You driving. Fast. Because apparently in Minnesota, the speed limit is a mere suggestion for you people. That's just who you are. You are willing to risk your lives and the lives of others to go to Target just to get discount toilet paper. That's what America's about. Commitment. I tell you, I'm not as committed as you are. I'm from California. I have to admit it. Yesterday, I was out driving in a friend's car. I was just trying to change lanes. I found myself having to drag race with a big old yellow school bus full of kids. When the bus passed me, second graders gave me the finger. You people impress me. I am in awe. And not only is it the necessities that get you out, oh no, you like to recreate out there. Ice fishing. Yeah. Now see, most people, when a lake freezes over, it would be a clue that maybe they should keep their behinds inside and wait till springtime. Oh, but not you people. That's just for you to think, I think I need a drill. Where's my drill? I need to go fishing. Even a fish in the lake are looking around going, I don't get it. What's wrong with these people? They don't understand your rugged individualism. I bet you, I think there's a very high testosterone level in Minnesota. I do. I bet you Viagra cells are just non-existent. I can feel it. There are manly men in Minnesota. Because not only do you like the ice fish, you like to hunt. Yeah, I was told that, hey, in Minnesota, if you got too much moose in your hair, you could be killed. You go to some guy's house, he's got a woman's head mounted over his mantle. I bagged that bitch at the mall. I used a new pair of shoes as bait.